Street, Paul. Last Wednesday evening, the All Saints Ukrainian Orthodox Cultural Center was bustling with people. A parking lot full of vehicle offered a hint to the busy work that was taking place inside. Various workstations gave volunteers a variety of jobs to choose from pinching pierogies, to rolling dough, and even making cabbage rolls. A pierogi supper fundraiser is set for April 1 at the Cultural Center, so plenty of homemade Ukrainian delicacies will be required. The fundraiser is being put on by the All Saints Ukrainian Orthodox Church and Cultural Center, the Protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary Ukrainian Catholic Church, and many other community volunteers. Those involved have one main goal in mind, to do what they can to help support those in need. All proceeds raised from the pierogi supper will go to humanitarian relief for Ukraine, via the Canada-Ukraine Foundation. Among the many volunteers in attendance on Wednesday was Lyuba Sidorenko. Now a resident in St. Paul, Sidorenko is originally from Kharkiv, a city in northeast Ukraine. She came to Canada because her son lives in the area, and has also spent time living in Vancouver in the past. Watching the events unfold in Ukraine, following the invasion of Russia in late February, has been tough for Sidorenko. She has plenty of close family who still live in Ukraine, although many of the women and children have now fled to other areas of Europe. The men, however, remain in the country, some young adults, others in their 70s. Thanks to technology, Sidorenko has been in contact with many family members daily, using email and social media to keep in touch. Seeing the turnout on Wednesday at the work bee held in preparation of the upcoming fundraiser is a welcome sight. She says she's very appreciative of the support, and specifically the Ukrainian Orthodox Church in St. Paul. They've been a great support, she says. As she recalls her home country, Sidorenko is emotional. She says it's tough to think about the destruction that had happened to locations she personally knows and has visited. Even if the situation is not perfect, Sidorenko already plans to return to Ukraine to help in any way she can, once it is safe to do so. It's just heartbreaking, she says. When she hears updates from family and friends, it can be tough to process. I know how they are struggling, she says, adding, she knows firsthand how people have stayed in bomb shelters for days. She admits it's been hard to eat and sleep, as she worries about her country. It's especially tough to think about the young men and women who have put their lives in danger, fighting for their country. But on Wednesday, the mood was more social, and Sidorenko was surrounded by people who simply wanted to help in any way they could. Organizers were overjoyed with the turnout and amount of people who stepped forward to help. From youth to seniors, volunteers shared in their passion to lend a helping hand, even if they were an ocean apart. Fundraiser details: the Stand with Ukraine fundraising supper will take place on April 1. A first seating from 5 to 6 p.m. is scheduled for those who want to eat in, while a second seating will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. The cost is $20 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. A takeout option also exists. People can text their name and the number of plates required, along with the time they want to pick up, to 780-646-0177. The cost for takeout is $20.